Chapter 5. The Sabotage Cycle. Why We Destroy What We Love. The Subconscious Destruction of Relationships. Sometimes we hurt the people we love the most without even realizing it. It's not because we don't care about them, but because there's something deeper going on under the surface. For combat veterans, the subconscious mind can be wired to protect us from pain at all costs. That includes emotional pain. When relationships start to feel too close or too important, the mind starts to panic. It senses that getting too close to someone could lead to getting hurt if that person leaves or disappoints us. So, without even realizing it, we might start creating distance. That distance can come in the form of arguments, emotional withdrawal, or even shutting down completely. The person on the other side of the relationship feels confused and hurt because they don't understand why things changed. From the outside, it looks like the veteran is pulling away or no longer interested. But from the inside, it's often a defense mechanism. The mind is trying to avoid the potential pain of being left behind or let down. This creates a painful cycle where veterans push away the very people they love the most, often without understanding why. This subconscious sabotage is tied to the survival instincts that veterans develop during service. In combat, survival is often about staying alert, avoiding emotional attachments, and preparing for the worst. That mindset doesn't just disappear when leaving the military. It sticks around, shaping how veterans see the world and how they respond to relationships. When things feel too vulnerable, the instinct to protect oneself kicks in, even when the danger isn't real. Walking away before they can leave. A common pattern among veterans is walking away from a relationship before the other person can leave. It's a form of self-protection. If a veteran ends the relationship first, they avoid the pain of rejection or abandonment. This behavior can confuse and hurt partners who don't understand why the veteran suddenly seems distant or uninterested. For veterans, the idea of losing someone they care about can feel unbearable. Instead of waiting for that loss to happen, they try to control the outcome by ending it themselves. This gives them a sense of power and control over the situation. In reality, it creates more pain because it prevents them from building deeper connections. The person left behind feels confused and heartbroken, not understanding why the relationship ended so suddenly. Sometimes this pattern comes from the fear of repeating past losses. Veterans may have lost fellow soldiers in combat, or experience the sudden death of friends and family. That kind of loss leaves a scar. The mind learns to expect that love and connection will eventually lead to pain. So, instead of allowing that pain to happen naturally, the veteran takes control by ending the relationship first. It's a way of bracing for the impact, except the impact is now self-inflicted. Choosing professional success over personal happiness. Success in a career can feel like a safer bet than success in relationships. Work is structured, clear, and often rewarding. Relationships, on the other hand, are messy and unpredictable. Many veterans choose to pour their energy into their jobs instead of their personal lives. It feels like a way to stay in control. In the military, success and structure are everything. Orders are given, goals are clear, and hard work is rewarded. That mindset carries over into civilian life. Veterans often find comfort in the structure and predictability of work. Building a career feels safe because it's something they can control. Relationships, however, are unpredictable. Feelings are complicated. People can change, disappoint, or leave. It's easier to avoid that uncertainty by focusing on professional success. This choice creates distance in personal relationships. A partner may feel ignored or like they are competing with the veteran's career. Friends may drift away because they feel like work always comes first. Veterans often don't realize how much they are neglecting their personal lives until the damage is already done. The focus on professional success is not about selfishness or ambition. It's about avoiding emotional vulnerability. Work feels like a safe place. Relationships feel like a battlefield. Choosing work over relationships also gives veterans a sense of control over their lives. In a relationship, emotions are unpredictable, but at work, performance is measurable. Goals can be set and achieved. The fear of failure or rejection in relationships drives many veterans to avoid emotional risk by focusing on professional goals instead. Unfortunately, that choice often leads to loneliness and regret when they realize that success at work cannot fill the emotional void left by lost relationships. The fear of losing control leads to pushing people away. Control is a survival instinct for veterans. In combat, being in control can mean the difference between life and death. That need for control doesn't disappear after service. In relationships, the fear of losing control can make veterans feel vulnerable. That vulnerability triggers the instinct to create distance. A veteran may become overly controlling in a relationship, trying to manage every detail or decision. This can make a partner feel suffocated and powerless. Or the veteran might respond to feelings of vulnerability by shutting down emotionally. They become distant, quiet, and hard to reach. This behavior confuses partners and friends who don't understand why the veteran suddenly seems so guarded. The fear of losing control is rooted in the unpredictability of relationships. In combat, veterans are trained to anticipate danger and respond quickly. Relationships don't follow that kind of structure. Emotions are messy, unpredictable, and sometimes painful. For veterans, that lack of control can feel dangerous, even if there is no real threat. This leads to a destructive cycle where the veteran pushes people away to avoid feeling out of control. The harder the other person tries to reach them, the more the veteran pulls back. This cycle creates frustration and confusion for both sides. The partner may feel like they are being shut out. The veteran feels overwhelmed and defensive. The fear of losing control creates distance and often leads to the very outcome the veteran was trying to avoid, the relationship falling apart. Breaking the sabotage cycle. The sabotage cycle is not easy to break. Veterans often don't even realize they are repeating the same patterns over and over. The first step is recognizing the behavior. Understanding that the instinct to push people away as a defense mechanism can help veterans see their actions more clearly. Building trust in a relationship requires facing that fear of vulnerability. Veterans need to feel safe enough to let down their guard. This often means having open conversations with their partners and explaining the underlying fears. It also means being willing to sit with uncomfortable emotions instead of reacting defensively. Therapy and support groups can help veterans process these patterns and understand why they exist. Talking to other veterans who have experienced similar struggles can provide a sense of understanding and connection. Learning to trust others and accept emotional vulnerability takes time, but it's possible. Partners also need to be patient and understanding. They need to realize that the veteran's behavior is not personal. It's a response to past trauma and the instinct to protect themselves from pain. Building a healthy relationship means working together to create a safe and secure environment. Trust doesn't happen overnight, but with time and effort, veterans can break the sabotage cycle and build meaningful, lasting connections. Letting go of control and learning to trust others is not easy, but it's necessary for healing. Veterans need to understand that emotional vulnerability is not a weakness. It's a strength. Allowing themselves to love and be loved is one of the hardest and most rewarding battles they will face. And just like in combat, the key to victory lies in trusting those by their side.